Art Wolf of Northern Economic Consulting told the House Healthcare Committee on Wednesday that retail activity on the Vermont and New Hampshire sides of the Connecticut River was even in 1969 when Vermont first instituted a sales tax. As of 2007, Wolf says retail activity in New Hampshire was 40% higher. He said he fears that gap would grow if the proposed penny-an-ounce tax on sugar-sweetened drinks passes. Supporters of the measure say the state needs the revenue to pay for health programs and that Vermonters need to be encouraged to drink less of the beverages. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.